Welcome to Masachah Shavuos, Perek Ches Mishnavav, Chapter 8, Mishnah 6. The Mishnah begins, Amar, let's say a lender says, Lashoyel, to the borrower, Heichan Sheri, where's the ox that I lent you? Amar Loi, the borrower says, Mace, that the ox died. Vahusha Nishba, but the truth is, it actually broke, a Nishba, it was taken captive, a Nignav, it was stolen, a Avad. Or, the Shoyel says, Nishbar. It was broken, but the truth is Shemesa Nishbar Nignar of it. It died, it was taken captive, it was stolen, or it was lost. Or the borrower says Nishbar, that it was taken captive, but the truth is Shemesa Nishbar Nignar of it. That it died, it was broken, it was stolen, or it was lost. Or he says, Nignav, it was stolen from me, but the truth is Shemesa Nishbar of it. That it died, it broke, it was taken captive, or it was lost. Or he says, Avad, it got lost, but the actual truth is Shemesa Nishbar, that it was died, or it broke, a Nishbar, a Nignav, it was taken captive or stolen. And he said, then the Marshal says to him, the lender says to Mashpiachani, swear that it is exactly what you're saying. Vamar, and the borrower says, Amen, I swear. And then afterwards he admitted that he swore falsely. Pater, in this situation, the Shail, the borrower, doesn't have to bring a carbon shvuah, because he didn't gain anything by saying a false oath, by saying a false shvuah, because even if it's true what he's saying, he still would have been chayiv. So he wasn't pattering himself. And as we saw previously, the only time a person has to bring a carbon shvuah is if they would have been pater, would have been exempt due to their shvuah. Continues the Mishnah. Amar, actually, heichan shari, let's say the lender says, where is my ox? Amar lai, the borrower says, I don't know what you're talking about. I never borrowed anything from you. But the truth is he did and it actually died. Or it was broken, taken captive, stolen, or lost. And now, the mashal, the lender says, Mashpiachani, swear to me. Vamar, and the borrower says, Amen, I swear. And then he admits that he lied. Chaim, in this situation, the borrower has to bring a carbon shvuah. And he also has to pay an additional fifth, because with his shvuah, he was making himself pater, he was exempting himself from payment. Further, Amar, l'noisei sachar v'asecher, let's say the owner of the ox says to a shemesh sachar, a paid watchman, or a seicher, or a renter, heichan shari, where's the ox that I gave you? Amar lai, the shemer says back to him, mace, it died. Vahu, but the truth is, shenishbar, it was broken, a nishbar was taken captive. Or he said to him, nishbar, that the ox was broken. Vahu, but the truth is, shemesa nishbar, it was stolen or taken captive. Or he says, nishbar, it was taken captive. Vahu, but the truth is, shemesa nishbar, that it died or it was broken. In all these situations, whether he's saying the truth, or even if he's saying something that's not truth, he'd be pater. Continues the Mishnah. Or, let's say he says Nignav, the ox was stolen, v'hushal, but it was lost. Oh, that it was lost, v'hushal Nignav, and it was stolen. And the truth is that the ox was actually stolen from him. So in these two cases, whether he is saying the truth, or whether the lie that he's saying, he has to pay regardless of it, because the Shema Sachar and the Sechar have to pay for Gnei V'aveda if the animal is stolen or if it's lost. And then the owner says, Mashpiachani, swear. Vamar the Shomer says, Amen, I swear. Pater. In this situation, he doesn't have to bring a Shvuah Sapikadin because he didn't accomplish anything by saying a false oath, by false Shvuah. Finally, Mesa Nishbar Oy Nishba. Let's say he says that it died or was taken captive or it broke. But the truth is, Shenigna Vayavad, that the show is actually lost or stolen. And then the owner said, Mashpiachani, swear to me that it was an einus, it was an accident. Vama the Shomer says, Amen, I swear. And then he admits that he swore falsely chayim. In this situation, he's going to have to bring a carbon shvuah, because by making a shvuah, he made himself pater. Let's say a shomer, slicher, a renter, a watchman says, Avar Nignav, it was stolen, it was lost, v'hu shemes, but it really died. Ay nishba, or it was broken, or it was taken captive. Now the owner says, Mashpiachani, swear to me. Vamar, and the shomer says, Amen, I swear. Pater, in this situation, does not bring a shvuah because his shvuah makes him chayiv to pay, and in truth, he was really pater from paying because the Shem Sachar and the Seicher are pater from einsim if something accidental happens. So now, in all these many cases, in this past mission, the previous mishnayos, the mission is going to sum them all up, and that's how we're going to finish the Masechta. Zaklal, this is the rule of thumb. Call him Mishan Mechayiv LeFachayiv, anyone who switches from being obligated to being obligated, that means he's really chayiv to pay. And why the false claim that he's saying, he's chayiv anyway. So mipater lepater, let's say he was, and he was, by truth, he was exempt from paying. And the shvuah is false, but at least it's still exempt. Let's say he's really pater from paying, and by making shvuah he makes himself chayiv. Pater. In all these cases, you don't bring a shvuah's happy cousin, because in all these cases, the shvuah is not a kfiras mammon, he's not denying money. You should know the halacha is, and we didn't really speak this out the whole parak, but nevertheless, you have to bring a carbon out of the yoyim because of shvuah shbitui, which is just anyway generally saying a false oath, false shvuah. Mechayv Liptur says the Mishnah, however, if let's say he really has to pay, and by a shvuah makes himself pater, chayv, then he brings a carbon because he made a false shvuah that's going to exempt him. Zakal, this is a rule. Kol nishba l'hakol l'atzmai. Anyone that swears to make himself pater to exempt himself from paying chayv brings a carbon shvuah. But a person swears l'hachmer l'atzmai, somebody that swears to make himself is more stringent, pater. In this case, he doesn't bring a shvuah's happy cousin. Mazel tov, and congratulations on finishing yet another Masechah Shvuos. Can't wait, Mr. Shem, tomorrow to start Maseches Idiyos or Eduyos. Have a wonderful, a good tovach, and a wonderful upcoming week.